Greetings, this is podcast number 6 of Blast the Right. I'm Jack Clark from therationalradical.com, www.therationalradical.com. In the last podcast, I asked people to write to me whether they'd rather have longer podcasts more spaced out or shorter podcasts more often. The mail was kind of mixed, so I decided to do both. Sometimes I'll have, shorter intervals, but the podcast will be shorter, and sometimes there'll be longer podcasts, and it'll be a while before the next one comes out, but never more than a week. I don't know if this will please everybody or please nobody, but we'll see how it goes, and I'll see how the mail runs. One of the reasons that people gave me why I should have shorter podcasts more often is that I can be more timely in the topics I discuss, and that works out very well right now. What I have for you today is the 3 most compelling clips I've heard in connection with Hurricane Katrina. You may have heard 1 or 2 of them, but I'm pretty sure you have not heard all 3. At least not in such a tidy 10-minute MP3 package. You might want to save this episode on your hard drive. These audio clips could wind up being historically significant. The first clip is of Aaron Broussard on the Tim Russert Show. Aaron Broussard is the president of the Jefferson County Parish. He's the equivalent of what would be the county commissioner in most other states. Louisiana uses different terminologies than most of the rest of the country. Now, the first time I heard this, he made me cry. Maybe you want to stop what you're doing and really listen. Of course, I cry at touching TV commercials, but this, I think, will affect anyone with a heart. Take a listen.
The guy who runs this building I'm in, emergency management, he's responsible for everything. His mother was trapped in St. Bernard Nursing Home, and every day she called him and said, "Are you coming, son? Is somebody coming?" And she said, "Yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday." And she drowned it Friday night. She drowned it Friday night.
Mr. President,
nobody's coming to get us. Nobody's coming to get us. The secretary has promised. Everybody's promised. They've had press conferences. I'm sick of the press conferences. For God's sakes, shut up and send us somebody.
My God, my God. His testimony is lyrical, like the words to an old blues song. His words are almost biblical in their depth. Aaron Broussard's words might even touch the cold, dry, shriveled heart of a right winger. Of course, some of them have had their hearts surgically removed. Maybe this clip can start growing them a new heart of compassion. We'll see. Speaking of cold, shrunken hearts, that leads us into our next clip, which is of Barbara Bush. She was touring one of the evacuation centers. It might have been the Houston Astrodome, I'm not sure. She's looking at people who have just been horribly traumatized. Most of them have lost everything. They suffered horribly without food, without water. They are missing family members. They're just the wretched of the earth. And listen to what Barbara Bush had to say about them.
And so many of the people in the arenas here, were underprivileged anyway. This is working very well for them.
Can you believe that? They're underprivileged anyway, so this is working out very well for them. My God, talk about a lack of empathy, a lack of compassion, a complete inability to put yourself in the shoes of another. Just compare the intense compassion and empathy of Aaron Broussard with the cold-hearted, let-them-eat-cake mentality of Mother Bush. this woman, Barbara Bush, what type of creatures has she spawned? Neil Bush, that savings and loan crook. Jeb Bush, this Terry Schiavo fanatic governor of Florida, who every time you turn on the news is another child murdered in Florida's foster care system. And then, of course, the worst of all, George Bush. We can see where these sons of hers get their complete lack of empathy, lack of compassion, which, of course, is the hallmark of right-wingers. You might want to check out my podcast number 2, where I point out that this total lack of compassion and empathy that right-wingers show, and the easy, just almost jovial way that they can go about cutting services for needy people who will then suffer and die, it puts them, I would argue, in the same psychopathological league as serial killers. You might want to check out podcast number 2. Okay, the third clip is going back to the Aaron Broussard interview with Tim Russert. In this one, he's not breaking down. In fact, it occurs before that happened. He's describing what he says is the failure of the bureaucracy there. And as he states, it goes, in a shocking way, far beyond what can be termed negligence. Listen.
Let me give you just 3 quick examples. We had Walmart deliver 3 trucks of water, trailer trucks of water. FEMA turned them back. They said we didn't need them. This was a week ago. FEMA, we had 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on a Coast Guard vessel docked in my parish. The Coast Guard said, come get the fuel right away. When we got there with our trucks, they got a word. FEMA says, don't give you the fuel. Yesterday, FEMA comes in and cuts all of our emergency communication lines. They cut them without notice. Our sheriff, Harry Lee, goes back in, he reconnects the line, he posts armed guards on our line and says no one's getting near these lines.
What? Is FEMA deliberately sabotaging relief efforts? They cut off water, they cut off fuel, they cut the communication lines? What, did they want a disaster to be even worse so they'd have something that they can blame on a Democratic governor and a Democratic mayor of New Orleans? It sounds too horrible to be true, but why else would they have acted that way? Why else would FEMA have acted that way? Why else would the federal government have taken so long to respond? This last clip I played hasn't gotten very much attention in the national media. Let's see if anyone digs into it, any reporters, and we find out more about this seeming deliberate sabotage by FEMA of relief efforts. I know this podcast has been pretty intense, so let me share with you a coping kind of health tip that I've learned, some things I've learned in my over half century on this earth. I'll just go over it real briefly now, and maybe in another podcast I'll explain some of the physiology and psychology behind it. Basically, in order to calm yourself down and relax, what you do is you breathe in through your nose for a count of 2, 3, 4, however long is comfortable for you, and then you breathe out through your mouth for a couple of counts longer than you breathe in through your nose. When you breathe in through your nose, you should not be breathing into your chest and expanding your chest. Instead, you should be breathing into your lower abdomen and distending, expanding your stomach. And then when you breathe out, you would be exhaling from your stomach and forcing the air out that way. In other words, you breathe in through your nose for a count of, say, 2 or 3, and then slowly breathe out through your mouth for a count of 4 or 5 or 6 or whatever is comfortable. That will set off a calming mechanism physiologically in your body, and you may find yourself being able to be more relaxed and calm down. In any case, that's going to about wrap up this podcast, one of a first of what may be a series of shorter podcasts to get in more timely clips and discussion. If you like what you've heard, please, there's an entire website that I have, www.therationalradical.com, which includes a daily blog. And also, if you like it, be sure to tell a friend. Turn them on to podcasting. Many people, you'd be surprised, will admit they've heard the term podcasting, but don't really know what it is. So explain it to them and turn them on to that whole podcasting phenomenon. Until next time, I'll sign off and say I love you all, including all you right-wing pieces of crap.